Marvelous Mind Radio.
Hey y'all, this is your girl Bree, aka Brianna Clearly, aka Be Clear, aka all that good stuff. And you already know what this is. This is Marvelous Mind Radio. And of course, I'm with my girl, my little boo boo, my lovely, fabulous co-host.
And my name is Kiara, audience. If you don't know, I'm sometimes called K Dot, better known as
Killer K. And we're back another again. I'm not sure if you guys heard the first episode, the introduction episode, but you know, I want to just take a little time to apologize for our crazy, foolish behavior. We was a little lit. We was gone off
just
that wine. But I decided we were going to do a sober show today because we're talking about some real stuff. You know what I mean? So today's topic is, would you like to tell everybody what the topic is?
Today's topic circles around how black women have to always switch it up. So we like to call it the switch up.
Right. And so if you heard the first episode, we kind of did like a, I don't know if the word is preface or precursor, or we kind of gave you a little foresight into what the topic was going to be. And I decided that it was a good topic, you know, to talk about the switch up. So before we even really get into the switch up and how we do what we do as black women, we're going to define the switch up for you, just in case you don't know exactly what it is.
I understand.
Kill a cat.
Let me see.
Break it down.
Well, for me, the switch up is really when a black woman feels like her natural her natural communication style is not good enough for those around her, i.e. when a black woman gets around people of the Caucasian persuasion or people
white.
Of the Asian persuasion. We feel like we have to, you know, proper it up. You answer the phone and say, hello, how are you? Instead of, hey, how you doing? You know, we feel like it's something that we have to portray because we are usually represented to a white person or an Asian person or an Italian person or a Spanish person as the representation of all black women. And while that may not be true, we actually have no choice but to do so.
Right. So two definitions of what I feel like the switch up is. One, I completely agree with you that you have the one switch up where it's like, okay, you might have to go from corporate to thug real quick. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like you said, you have to change the way you speak. Like the way that we talk, you know, hey girl, what's up girl? Hey girl. Then sometimes you're, hi, how are you? How are you doing? Yes, I'm well.
Nice
I'm lovely.
You.
Thank you. So that's one, you know, angle of the switch up. But then there's also the switch up where you have to switch roles. You might have to go from, you know, being a mom to being a boss to being a wife. So that's the other level or the other side of the switch up. So, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of the women out there know exactly what we're talking about because we do it so often and on such a consistent basis every day, really.
Yeah. And let me stop this right there because the switch up is not a horrible thing. If you are gonna represent black women, represent us well. Mm-hmm. People don't understand that we come in all shapes, sizes, forms, and communication styles can be so easily misconstrued. But if you wanna represent us well. And if you don't wanna represent us well, represent us as you, because nobody's gonna be you like you. The
exactly.
switch up is for you, or the switch up is for everybody else. How you presume to be yourself, that's for you.
And I think that's a good thing to touch on is that the switch up is not necessarily about being fake,
right?
About being someone else. It's about being able to adapt and being versatile.
Right.
So I don't want people to feel like, oh, well, all of a sudden you talk in a proper voice or what some may consider a white people voice, which is not, it's not white.
Education,
it's about being right.
Color.
It's about being educated and knowing proper English, but being able to go from, hey girl, what's up girl? Oh, what, you know what I mean? Being able to go from that to speaking proper English like you were taught in school does not make you fake. It makes you versatile.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very important tool to have when you're navigating through different situations, which brings us to our next point, which is, when do you switch up?
My Lanta. I mean, my switch up comes very easy. When I'm home, I'm very relaxed, I'm very chill. I may not be sober. But once I step into the workplace, it's a very much so a, how are you? Yes, I'm doing well, thank you. How can I help you type of thing? Because my switch up comes with professionalism. Mm-hmm. It's not always the fact that I want to make sure, like I said it before, but it's not always that I want to represent somebody well, but I'm also a professional. And in a professional world, you have to speak professionally. Some people really do not understand that. And it saddens me to see anybody come into my office, not just black women, but anybody mm-hmm. to come into my office and, yeah, this is what it is. I got to turn. And then, or like, where do I don't know, like what I do. You know, you have to speak with confidence. And that's right. where my switch up comes in with my professionalism. And I love it.
I agree.
Good at it.
Yeah, I think you touched on something really, really good, is that no matter what situation you're in, if you're in a professional setting, you need to carry yourself and handle yourself accordingly. You know what I'm saying? So the switch up doesn't, and it doesn't just come with how you speak. It also comes with, you know, how you dress. But me personally, I don't like to dress up. I don't really do, you know, slacks and kitten heels. Like, that's not me. Anybody who knows me, listen, I wear sneakers, I wear Tim's. Every now and then, like, I definitely have my heels, but for some odd reason, I've become somewhat of a tomboy. When it comes to the way I dress,
around my 4'11" high.
Look, I'm 5'9", like a wine, smile exactly. like sunshine, and I will throw on some 5 or 6 inch heels and give you Yonce all day. But just on a regular day when I'm going to school, normally I throw on some Tim's or I throw on some sneakers. However, I never want anybody to get it twisted as though I'm like some young punk out here or some basic broad running through that doesn't have any sense. So when I open my mouth, I speak with conviction and I speak as though, hey, I know who I am. I know what I'm talking about. I will give you respect, and the way that I'm speaking to you lets you know that I demand respect. So, you know, there are a different levels. It's levels to this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
It's levels to this switch up
shit. And did you see that switch up? I will give right. you and demand respect because it's levels to this shit.
Okay. Right. Come on with the switch up. It'll happen just like that. But it's so natural. It comes so naturally that I don't even really have to think about, oh, let me turn it on, let me turn it off. Like, I will get a vibe. I will catch a vibe from where I'm at.
Exactly.
And it'll come naturally.
And it works both ways. You know, I used to be an interventionist or working with a program last year in schools where I worked with, I'm gonna say it, I worked with really ghetto hood students who, I learned their language and I adapted to it, but I also let them know that one, I'm a professional. If I wanna mm-hmm. use professional or proper English, I'm going to do so. But it also came to, when it came time to discipline them, I had to go from, you know, this is what we're actually gonna do, to let me explain something to you, child. I came from the same hood and I will jack you up.
I will be Killer Kay.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't play that. So, I mean, but my students understood that, you know what, she can get down with us, you know, but still be respected. So to this day, my students still respect me. And it comes from my switch up. They understand very clearly that I am a professional, but at the drop of a dime, I will get down on your ass.
Right. And you know what I want to say is that, again, it's important when you are maneuvering through these different situations and circumstances that you're always yourself. Like, you don't want to come off like you're trying. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I feel like sometimes people, like, for example, if you have somebody who, like me, I grew up in the suburbs, but you have people who are like really not in tune to black culture mm-hmm. and hip hop culture and urban culture. You have people that are like not in tune with it at all. But to fit in, they kind of really become something that they're not, that's not even in them. Right. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you have like, oh, yo, what's up, yo, what's up? And it's just like, who are you? Like, who are, like, you don't have to be that person. You don't have to necessarily talk like that. Right. So I want us to be clear, like, it's not all in how you speak. Sometimes it's just about, it's a way to find a common ground.
Right.
So that's really what the switch up is about at its core, at its root, is finding a common ground with the people that you are interacting with, whether that be through the way you speak, whether you decide to use slang or proper English, or whether that be the way you present yourself with what you wear. Or it could be, you know what, we don't talk alike, we don't come from the same place, but we might be into the same type of movies mm-hmm. or music, and that's your common ground. And so now you've made it so that it's comfortable for you to be in that setting, and that's how you naturally adapt. So I don't want anybody to get this idea that the switch up is all about, oh, going from talking ghetto and whatever and boo and and you ratchet and to, oh, hi, you look so wonderful. Oh my gosh, you're fabulous. Gorgeous. I love your whole ensemble. Yes. No, you don't have to. Okay, I'm just over the top regardless. Either way, I'm going to be over the top. But that's me. So it's really about, like I said, finding a common ground so that you can be comfortable in that setting and be the best you and portray the best you for that setting, but exactly. Always being yourself.
Exactly, exactly. I agree totally 100,000%.
Thank you, darling.
I got you.
So let me ask you. You know, we, of course, now we've talked about, hey, what is the switch up? What's it all about? When do we need to do it? Why do we need to do it? Well, we haven't even really talked about why you need to do it. But I think maybe we kind of do.
Well, I mean, a little bit. The why is a lot of times you want to switch up, one, because it's professional. Mm-hmm. Two, because you, well, like you said, it has to be versatile. Like, I really can't stand a one-sided person. Mm-hmm. If I can get, I don't even like two-sided people. I want to be
multi-layered.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where I like the switch up because it allows me to either A, utilize my chilling side, or B, utilize my extreme education or mm-hmm. my vocabulary if I want to. But why do we switch up? I feel like I touched on it a little bit. We switch up because we become a representation of people, especially, and I'm using this as a black woman. I am a representation of other black women. When they see you, no one else in the world, no other race in the world, but black people say, oh my gosh, Shaquana is messing up. We all look so terrible.
Right.
Because for me, when Shaquana messes up, Kiara is perfectly aligned, and I'm A-okay with Shaquana messing up for her damn self. I want her to be better. But if that's who she is, and that's who she's comfortable with being, I'm not going to ask Shaquana not to be loud on the bus when she wants to talk on the phone. Do you, girl? Maybe your friend on the phone can't hear you.
Yeah, we do carry like flags. Right. We all kind of carry like that black flag, that black woman flag. Mm-hmm. We all carry it. And so I think that when we ourselves, or we see someone else, another black woman kind of sometimes what we may feel is misrepresenting us,
yes,
for whatever reason, we kind of carry that burden on our shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely feel like that's why we've had to utilize it. I mean, the history of black women, it's an uphill battle for us. Even
right.
to this day, it's an uphill battle with the way that we're represented on television and politics, just in everyday life. It's a really, really a struggle to be a black woman in America. A lot of people might not agree, but I think that most black women that are cognizant of the things that go on would agree.
Right.
So I think that's why we've had to utilize it so much. I mean, quite honestly, and we're just going to be, you know, we're going to be blunt, we're going to be real, but a white person doesn't have to. I think sometimes white people do switch up for black people to show, hey, I'm down,
I'm cool.
Like, I'm cool.
I'm hard
but
to get
realistically,
down.
They don't have to.
Exactly.
They don't have to, but we have...
But they
we have
grown
to do it
to think that. We
yeah,
grown
yeah, they're
to
not.
Think so.
Oh
we
my
are
goodness,
grown
that's so good.
As black people, we grow our men to understand that they are a danger to society and they need to fit in. We grow our women to realize that we are too sassy, we're too fierce, we're too.
We
fabulous.
Have too much attitude.
And, you know,
we
I
have
call
too
it
much.
Fabulosity, but
yeah, but
some
that's
like
the, yeah, that's the thing. You know, Black people in general, we're all aggressive.
We have to be aware of everything that we do at all times, because it can be so easily misconstrued for somebody. And that's a fear, because, you know, we are not treated fairly. You know, girl, call it what you want, but we are not treated fairly. And that's a whole nother topic.
Right. I was about to say, we might be getting too deep.
We can get on that on all different levels. But that is how we are raised to think. Now, I can't say all of us, but maybe not personally, because I never had my mother tell me, you know, stifle your creativity or stifle who you are individually. But looking around, you see how, even if my mother never fully out said it, when we walked past people who looked a different way, she would look at them crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is why I have to be on point, because I don't want anybody to drive past me in the street and say, why does this girl look like this? And why is her hair not done? And why is she half naked? But that is how we are groomed to think about other
black
women.
If you see black women with kids and no man around, you just assume she's a single mother. But sometimes if you see a white woman with kids, her husband must be at home or something like that. It's just, you know, the way that we have grown, like you said, we have grown up, and the experiences that we've had have shown us. I mean, but I think it's all for the better.
Right.
But it's shown us that, you know, you have to be able to dip and dodge out of, you know, not even, I don't want to say ghetto, because I don't want ghetto to be always associated with being black.
Right.
I think that's a whole nother thing, is these negative connotations that are associated with being black.
Right.
But being what I think is just like a down to earth, you know, ear to the streets, street smart, and what comes with that, you know, the way that we talk. It's more than slang. It's really a dialect. We speak our own language. And within our language, we have sub-languages. Like, that's how deep this black shit gets. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's all for the better that we are so versatile. And I mean, I was gonna go into our next talking point, was what makes us so good at it. And I really think that that's what it is that from a very young age, we have this black experience, this black woman experience. And we see all these different roles, how we're portrayed and exploited. But then we see, you know, how mom raised us, grandma and aunties, and, you know, then how we interact with our friends, and then how other people view us, you know, and our interactions with, you know, white people and Spanish people, and then how we are with each other. Because we don't only put on for other races, we put on for ourselves. We put on for each other too. And that, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I know that there are times when, as a black person, you can be uncomfortable around your own people, because sometimes, like, I talk what people consider proper, and I'm perfectly fine with that. But there was a time when I felt like maybe because I speak the way I speak, I might not be quite black enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I would get around black people that was, you know, hood and you know what I'm saying? When I would get around that, then I'm like, okay, girl, you gotta black it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
And that's crazy to me. That's like how that you have to feel a certain type of way around the people that you are, because we are so judgmental of each other. And that is absolutely
it's a whole nother layer. So, you know, whole time we're talking about, yeah, being professional and, you know, being more proper. But then there's the other side of it, the flip side, where you have to be more black and you have to be more urban and you have to be more hood and you have to be. And then that, you know, I have to ask the question, well, what do we define as black? What is black enough?
Because black does not mean poverty. Black does not mean lack of education. Black does not mean ratchet.
Exactly.
I mean, and that.
Black does not mean, black woman is not the same as thot.
Which does not make sense.
Which I hate.
I hate that.
I hate the term thot. Like,
for those who don't know what that is, the term thot is an acronym for that hoe over there.
That hoe over there.
But people say, oh, you a thot. You are a that hoe over there. This is a whole nother topic.
Right,
with
like,
education,
it's about
system,
to irritate. Listen, but, you know, I'm getting irritated just thinking about that whole. But these are the things that, number one, it's bad enough that we come up with these terms to talk about ourselves, or black men would come up with a term like thought.
Right.
And I don't think that they were talking about Miss Brittany or Miss Jennifer or whoever. You know what I'm saying? They was talking about Miss Keisha and Toya
and them.
Right. Mm-hmm. They was talking about them when they come up with a word, a term like thought. So, like I said, we have all these elements and all these, you know, things that we see that create us, that make us versatile. Yes, for the better, but then we need to think about why do we feel that we need to constantly change and morph for other people.
Right.
And why does it have to become second nature to us? You know what I'm saying?
Because we do it so subconsciously.
Right.
Which is great. Like I mentioned, my mother, she didn't tell me outrightly that, you know, oh, you should do this and the third. But when I would see, when she would see other people out and they were doing things that she deemed, you know, ill or dressed up horribly,
mm-hmm.
she would, you know, talk about them. And that's what I picked up as a child, because as a child, you're a sponge. So I picked up on a lot of that, and I felt internally that I had to make sure I never looked like these women that my mother talked about. And instead of speaking about them and talking about them, we have no education for them. Like, why not educate them on how to properly speak? Why do we have to, you know, I'm all down for the nice hoopla and being loud around your friends. I don't actually mind noise.
Right.
But it's to the point where, you know, I don't want to have a conversation with you, your friend, on the phone. But we don't teach our girls this. It's okay for some people. But
you know what? And on the flip side of that, I almost have to play devil's advocate. It's like, why does it have to be a problem if somebody wants to be kind of like loud and boisterous? Like, why do we have to equate that with, oh, she is so ghetto. She ain't got no home training.
We don't do that with the Spanish.
You know what I'm saying?
Or with the Hispanics and Latinas. Yeah. You know, if you go into the Spanish areas, that's all you hear is loud music and their music.
Ay, mira.
But we don't say anything. Oh, that's just their culture. They're naturally loud.
Right.
But for us,
they're not ghetto.
That's a horrible thing.
They're not ghetto. That's a cultural thing.
Right.
But black people, child, let a black person be loud and kiki. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. Oh my gosh, she's so ghetto. Like, oh,
because
she
we don't
can't
know
be
culture.
Educated. Yeah, so I think it's a whole identity. Girl, we getting too deep for them. We getting too deep for them. But what we're saying, listen, this is what we're saying. To have the ability to switch up is a great thing, because the switch up really is just like a cute little funky way of saying being able to adapt to your surroundings. And it's absolutely imperative to be able to do that. However, we need to think about the reasons why we feel it's so necessary.
To do so.
And in the way that we do it, in the manner that we do it. Because it's one thing to say, okay, you know what? I'm flying off to Greece or France or somewhere or Africa, and I want to be able to take in some of that culture and be able to blend. But that's not how we even think. We just think on an everyday level, like, when I get around these white people, I gotta make sure I act right. Right, I gotta make sure I act right. Or when I get around these black people that's on the block, I gotta make sure I beef it up a little bit.
Make sure they know I'm from the same area.
Right. So we don't even think on a global scale. We just think on, listen, we need to switch up for everyday life just to get through every day. And then we need to think about, why is that? Why can't we be ourselves, you know, or you one way? No, I don't want to say one way, because you have to be substantial.
Right.
But I hope you guys get what I'm saying. Sometimes I just be having word vomit and it don't make any sense.
But you have to realize that, like you said a minute ago, you can't be fake with it. It has to be extremely genuine. If mm-hmm. if I'm switching up, it's because I'm genuinely a professional, and that is how mm-hmm. I genuinely come off to other professionals. If we are not in a professional setting, I'm going to come off as a non-professional. That does not mean lack of education. That does not mean ghetto. That means I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be relaxed. I may be like this. I laugh and I joke. But in a professional setting, I'm about my business.
Right.
And you have to know that. But I'm also able to be able to switch up, like you keep saying, it's such a, I think it's classic. Like, it makes you so well-rounded.
Yes, it definitely does.
To say I can
does.
Go for my boys in a block. And it's not to say that I don't beef up my black. I'm if I'm scared of you, I'm going to be scared of you. I'm going to lock my doors. And this is not just for black people. It's for
right.
black people that scare me.
It's for crazy people.
Crazy people that scare me. Homeless people scare me.
Yes,
you know, but I don't switch it up to say that, oh my gosh, I have to act like, one of these white people say like, I fit in say well.
Right.
And you know, he passed the Dijon mustard.
Right.
What is it? Grey Poupon. no, I mean, it's hello, you know, how are you? But you know, you keep that, I keep always wanting to make sure I keep that little funk in me.
Yeah,
like, to make sure
you
want to
keep
Kiara
that little,
still Kiara
right.
At all times. She can
that
be sassy
sauce.
If she wants to, you know.
Come on with that sauce. Yeah, you got to keep your sauce now. You got to keep your seasoning.
But make sure you're not, because the one thing I hate, and it, I even actually don't like it for a lot of professional black people, is what I see, and I keep using my mama as an example, because she's so key in doing this. You know, when we get around Hispanics or Indian, my mom will adapt their language. Oh, yeah, see, mama.
Right.
Porque, can you? And I'm like, Ma, you don't speak a lick of Spanish, woman. You
right.
So fake right now. She'll get around Asians. She'll be like, yes, you know what? And I'm like, Ma, you know, you gotta stop that. And I see that as being so fake, but I laugh at it. But outwardly looking, it's just like, if I was the Asian woman, I'd be like, get this lady out of my face asking me how to say, you know, X, Y, and Z. Well, no, and at that point, I believe my mother's trying to be diverse. She wants to understand different languages. But
right.
when she tries to speak in their, what is it called?
Their accent?
Yes, with their accent. It's so funny because you're sitting there. Because I know if some woman came into my mom's face and was like, yo, what's up, girl? My mother would be like, excuse me?
Right.
Have you lost
so
your mind?
So that's what you think black people sound like?
Right. So that's
you just automatically think exactly. that because I'm black, I have to talk that way.
You know?
And we need to check ourselves with that. And so that's... That's really, really a good point, is that it's important to be able to adapt without being insulting, because you have
right.
to think of, we're black people, we says, I know I'm sensitive. I'm very sensitive to, you know, things when it comes to race and even when it comes to gender and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't want to come off as though I'm like, okay, you must fit the stereotype. So. I'm thinking I'm making you comfortable, but really
right.
I'm probably gonna be making you look at me like you so damn ignorant.
Right. And see, on the flip, I can't be that sensitive, because I realized I learned at a very young age everybody was not raised the same way,
mm-hmm.
and that if you speak this way or you come around a certain kind of person and your switch up becomes insulting, that's how you were taught.
Right.
You didn't do this on your own. Somebody raised you this way, and I can't actually be mad at that. I can only educate
BET probably raised you to think that that's how black
and that's crazy.
Talk
I can only educate you on the proper way to
mm-hmm.
you know, if you come if a white girl that is genuinely not. I don't want to say down, but it's that's
but
the best way
tell.
To describe it. You know,
you can tell.
I'm gonna say, sweetheart, do you know what's the issue? I'm gonna speak to her like she should speak to me. Oh, hey, girl, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. How did it? Can I help you with something?
Right.
Let me explain to you that you need not switch your language up for me, sweetheart, because I can speak perfectly well without the ghetto antics. Thank you.
Right.
Please and thank you. But I do that to educate them, for you to understand, like, this is not what you have to do with every single person.
Right.
You stay true to yourself. And even if it's you, if what you do is, hey, girl, that's fine. Don't make it so obvious to, hey, girl, how you doing? You got that new Jay-Z mixtape? Or, I don't know when the last time Jay-Z dropped a mixtape was. Probably in, like, 97. But,
right.
you know,
girl.
You heard that new Migos? You going to the club tonight?
Yeah,
I'm
girl,
like,
what's
I'm
up with that Meek Mills? I'm feeling like pop right now. Like, girl,
I'm gonna
what?
Say, sweetheart, is that what you're really feeling like? Because you should stop. But, I mean, again, we speak about the black women switch up, but some white women, that is really genuine how they are.
That is true.
We can't say that all white women are suburban white women.
No, they're definitely not.
Are valley girls and do, you know, Jessica.
But I get a sense. I get a sense about certain
you
people.
You can. But we're good at this. The black woman switch up is real.
Yeah, it's probably the best. The black American woman.
Yes.
Switch
my
up.
My African family.
Is probably.
Switch up is horrible.
The best.
Disrespectful. And I don't even directly have any family, but I, you know, when you get so close around people and they just, oh, you American women. And I'm like, you so disrespectful. Jesus. Why are you not graduating? Are you married? I'm 14. No, I'm not. I'm 24, y'all.
You
but
know
this
what?
Is how they speak.
Chill
it's like,
out.
Wait a minute. This is how I was spoken to as a child. And I'm like, y'all are disrespectful. But, you know, I love it all. I love them all. Because, again, you educate them. Like,
right.
you know, in American culture, we don't get married until about 27, 28. For me.
Oh, my gosh. it doesn't matter what age you throw out. I'm probably behind. But that is, listen, we're not even going to get into my lack of a love life. Mm-mm. I'm just telling my, you know what? This is when I know it's time to wrap it up. When I start telling my personal business and it ain't even good, it's time to wrap it up. But anyway, so the switch up, a great thing, a great tool to, listen, we already have it. Black women, we have it. We have the best one. Mm-hmm. Just all we say is think of it on a broader scale.
Right.
Because it's levels. Think of it not just on an everyday scale, but on a global scale.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Know what it is, where it comes from. Hopefully we helped you. You know, y'all already know. Y'all make sure y'all get in touch with us. You can find me on anything. Facebook, IG, Twitter, at Brianna Clearly, B-R-I-A-N-A, Clearly. And Miss Kiara.
And you can find me, as I said last week, I do not remember my Twitter password, so I cannot approve anybody. I will make a new one soon. But you can find me on Instagram at Damn Debonair. And for the spelling impaired, it is D-A-M-N, spelled correctly, damn. The word debonair is spelled D-E-B-O-N-A-I-R. Deb-O-Nair. You know, let's put that all together. Damn Debonair. I follow back. Yay.
Right.
Same on Vine. I don't make videos. I'm horrible.
Yeah, so that's our show. I hope you guys like it. Please comment, share, subscribe. We're on iTunes, baby.
Hello.
Go to the website, marvelousmindradio.com. And yeah, just get in touch with us. We want to hear from you.
What do you want to hear about?
That's right. What you want to talk about? That's it. Girl, that's switch up. What you want to talk about? I'm just saying. It's whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Listen. Now we geeking. We not even lit and we geeking. So
that just goes to show you, I am fun. So I'm on a natural high, okay? I don't need to be drunk.
On a natural high.
Sober fun.
All right, y'all. We out.